Fixing a Broken National Flood Insurance Program. I'm Peter King. FEMA says it's paid out more than $40 million in flood claims after Florence. It's estimated that just 10% of those flooded out actually had flood insurance because their insurance companies didn't require it.
But as Florence shows us, flooding goes well beyond many of these designated flood insurance zones.
Former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate via Skype.
People think if they don't live in that flood zone, which is a mistake to call it that, it's actually a mandatory flood insurance purchase area, that they don't have a flood risk. What happens is when you buy a homeowner's policy, it doesn't cover flood insurance. It's excluded. You have to get a separate policy to cover flood insurance. And a lot of people are told, well, you don't live in a flood zone. You don't need it. People need to know the risk. If you choose not to buy flood insurance, that's an informed decision. But you should never be told you don't need it.
Last year, taxpayers forgave $16 billion in debt. Now he says the government should stop writing flood insurance with private insurers taking over.
The thing I always try to remind people, if the private sector won't insure the risk, why is the taxpayer subsidizing it?
Fugate also wants stronger disclosure rules to protect buyers.
Let's do full disclosures about flood risk when people go to buy their homes. Too often they're in closing and they find out they're in a flood zone and they have to have flood insurance and they've had flood damage or flood history. I think people should be that should be disclosed on the front end.
And buyouts to get repeat rebuilders out of flood zones.
They've been flooded three or four or five times and they're stuck. People cannot sell their homes because nobody wants to buy a home that's been flooded. So they end up getting it repaired through the National Flood Insurance Program. And in some homes, the National Flood Insurance Program has paid out, you know, 3 to 5 to 10 times the value of the home over the lifetime of that home in flood damage.
The former FEMA chief says despite what many people believe, the federal program just can't do it all.
The flood insurance program is trying to be all things to all people. It's trying to be cost, you know, affordable and actuarially sound, which is impossible to do. But with Congress, it's been hard to get people to understand that if you want flood insurance to reflect the risk and price it accordingly, it's going to be very expensive. If you try to make it affordable, it can't pay itself off.
And that's where that $16 billion we mentioned earlier comes into play. That was last year's number. This year,
the flood insurance program is over $20 billion in debt, and that number will be going up from Florence.
Fugate says Congress has to fix the flood insurance program. That won't be easy.
Probably it's going to be difficult to get a bill everybody would support to address all of these concerns. So let's take baby steps. Let's figure out how to put in requirements to just disclose flood risk when people are looking at homes so the buyer is informed on the front end. Let's look at providing a much better buyout program so we get people out of these repetitive loss homes and get that property bought up and put into green space so it doesn't have something built on it again.
A few words with former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate. I'm Peter King, CBS News.